Here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door friends and neighbors.
Every General R280 radial has 364 little safety studs between its treads. The studs are there to brace and stabilize the treads and help stop them fidget under stress. And the fact that we've reduced the fidget in our treads explains why the General R280 brakes so well, corners so well, and has the longest possible life. General R280 radials, the long-living tires.
Craven A, Britain's quality export cigarette. Exported to 140 countries, Craven A is renowned throughout for uncompromising quality, rich, smooth flavor. Now made in South Africa, Craven A filter in two packs, red for Virginia, green for menthol, both in king size at regular price. Craven A, a tradition of distinctive quality.
Exhausted from doing what?
You might not think so, Phil, but it's hard work hanging around the Labour Exchange all day.
Hard work doing nothing?
What do you mean nothing? Trying to make all sorts of decisions today.
How? Like what?
Well, whether to join in the Crown and Anchor game or the poker school.
Oh, no.
Or else the game of darts that was going on in one of the back rooms.
Oh, well, don't strain yourself, whatever you do, will you?
No, I certainly won't. Oh, am I glad we're not going out tonight. And just what was that supposed to be?
Who said we weren't going out tonight?
Well, we aren't, are we?
Yeah, we are, for a change. Didn't you notice what I was wearing?
Yes, I did see you had your glad rags on, but I didn't want to ask why.
Well, now you know. And Harry, can't you see something else different about me?
Yes, I can, as a matter of fact.
What?
When you bought that dress, you weighed about 20 pounds less than you do now.
That's not what I mean.
Oh.
But, can you really not see anything different, here on me cheek?
Let's have a look. You've smudged your makeup.
I haven't smudged my makeup. That's a beauty spot.
Oh, well, it was a nice try, Phil. Better luck next time. Oh, now, come on, Thelma. Knock it off. Knock it off, Thelma, or you'll smudge your smudge. Now, come on, Thel. Come on. It looks very nice.
Does it really love a boy?
Yes, of course it does. It just takes a bit of getting used to, that's all. Now, come on. Where are we supposed to be going tonight?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, how can you not know where we're going?
Because Phyllis never told me.
Oh, blimey. You mean we're going out with Gerald and Phyllis?
Yes, we are. It's their anniversary. And Gerald's paying to take us all out.
Are you all right? Yeah, but I'm just wondering if Gerald is.
Hey?
Is actually paying to take us out.
Hmm.
You mean we don't have to go round to their place and have one of them disgusting dinners that Phyllis keeps on dishing up?
No, we're going out to a restaurant.
Aye. There's something funny here.
Hey, what do you mean there's something funny? Gerald is taking us out of the goodness of his heart.
Oh, come off it, Phil. You know as well as I do what a miser Gerald is. It's probably got some exterior motive.
Oh, you're off again. It's ulterior, Harry.
Eh?
It's an ulterior motive.
Yes, and he's probably got one of them as well.
Anyway, they're taking us out. And they're going to be here any minute. Are you ready?
Yes, I'll just take my scarf off, put a tie on, and I'll be ready.
Harry, putting some decent shoes on.
Well, there's nothing wrong with these, is there?
Well, apart from the hobnails sticking out the bottom now. Boots are all very well for working men's clubs, Harry. Not for the posh restaurant that we're going to tonight.
Why were they born so beautiful? Why were they born at all?
All right, Harry.
That's enough of that.
Are you both ready?
No, Phyllis, you can see they aren't. Thelma hasn't finished her makeup yet.
I haven't finished my makeup?
No, there's a big smudge on your cheek.
Come off it, Gerald. Can't you see that's a beauty spot?
Beauty spot?
Certainly, and very appealing, it is true.
Oh, Harry.
Yes, if you like smudges. Now, tell me something, Gerald. What's this all about?
What, Harry?
Well, taking us out like this. I mean, what's it all in aid of?
Oh, it's just my natural generosity coming to the fore, Harry, you know. Just part of that inborn loader attitude, that sense of good breeding that dictates that the lord of the manor must be kind to the underdog.
Eh? What's all this underdog business?
Well, Harry, you must admit that Duff is hardly a noble name, is it? I mean, it isn't one of those that stand out in the annals of English heritage and nobility.
So? Is Loder, then?
Well, of course it is. Oh. The saga of the Loder family is one of the true bits of English folklore. Centuries of tradition and pageantry lie behind me.
Yes. Well, I'll have you know that I can trace my family tree right back to Rufus Duff.
Oh, who was he, Harry?
My father.
Yeah, what do you mean, her? How far do you go back, Gerald?
Into the mists of time.
That's right.
I'm entitled to have the Loder coat of arms stenciled on my bicycle.
Oh, come on, Gerald, you're romancing again.
I am not. Massive estates the Loders had. Massive. At one time, they had 12 villages, half a dozen rivers, 3 hills and a mountain.
Hey, go on.
Yes, they did. The biggest landowners in the country, our lot were. It was given to us for helping Cromwell escape from the Armada.
Yes, all right then, Squire. If all this is true, why is it you haven't claimed your rightful heritage?
Ah, well, you see, I can't prove it. No. You see, I was stolen from my cradle by gypsies.
Yeah, well, if you ask me, that's about the grimmest fairy tale I've ever heard.
Yeah, and I still want to know what all this underdog business is about. Now, just what are you getting at, Gerald?
Well, Larry, I thought that seeing you've been out of a job for a few months and were on the dole, we would take you out somewhere decent for a change, because you can't afford it.
I couldn't afford it? Hey, that's a blinging cheap, mate. Of course I can afford it. I'm not penniless, you know. I do have it in reserves.
Oh, good. Well, then you can take us out.
No, Gerald. We invited them. We've still got to take them.
You don't have to, you know. Blinking cheek.
What's the matter, Harry?
Well, I don't want anyone to think I'm accepting charity, that's what. Especially from Gerald.
Where are we going, Gerald?
Well, there's a new place just opened up.
Yes, it looks very nice, Thelma. Really cozy and intimate.
Ah.
And I bet they serve all sorts of exotic foods there. I can't wait to get at it.
No, neither can I.
Well, you're just going to have to, Thelma.
Eh?
We aren't going.
What do you mean, not
need charity.
Oh, come on, Harry, don't be like that.
No, Thelma, I'm sorry. I'm sticking to my principles. I refuse.
Oh.
Now, what have we got in the house to eat?
Well, there's some cold leftover mince from last night.
Cold leftover? Well, come on, everyone. What are we standing around for? Gerald's taking us out, isn't he? Is this it? Barney's Burger Bar?
Yes. That's right, Harry. Looks nice, doesn't it?
Barney's Burger Bar? You've dragged me out for a burger?
Well, it is unusual, Harry. You've got to admit.
Unusual? Oh, stone me.
Well, come on now. Let's get inside and get at them. I can taste those fried onions and chips now.
Yes, and you can smell them from half a mile away, too, mate.
Oh, come on, Killjoy. Let's go in.
Oh, you see? It's very nice inside, isn't it?
Nice and new. The tablecloth haven't had the chance to get stained with tomato salt yet.
Ah, look, here comes the maitre d' to direct us to our table. Good evening, my good man. I've booked a table for four in the name of Loder.
He booked a table at a burger bar.
Ah, I said I booked a table for four in the name of Loder.
Yes, this should be good, mate. I wonder what Japanese hamburgers taste like.
Oh, dear. I wonder how we're going to find out which table's ours.
Yeah, well, there isn't anybody else in the entire place. Well, why don't we just sit down anywhere?
All right, then. I suppose this will do. Here we are. Now, then, could we have the menu, please? I said a menu.
I don't think there is one, Gerald. That's why they stuck all these pictures up all around the room.
Oh, yes. Look, oh, that's clever. So you can see exactly what the dishes are like. What do you fancy, Phyllis?
Oh, I don't know, Gerald. They all look so good, don't they?
Yes, I think we've done a wise thing coming here, you know. Look at those pictures. Beautiful. Ooh, look at that one. Look, all those gherkins. Ooh, I love gherkins. Now, what is that picture? Oh, yes, it's a cheeseburger. Yes, I'll have a cheeseburger, my good man.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's the spirit. A cheeseburger with lots of lovely green watery gherkins. Now, what about the rest of you?
Well,
that
looks so nice. Yes, I will. I will too.
The same, eh? Right. Three cheeseburgers. Now, what about you, Harry?
That cold mince is looking better every minute, mate. Well, I suppose I'd better have one of them cheeseburgers as well.
All right, that's it then. Four cheeseburgers it is then.
Four cheeseburgers.
Hey, wait a minute. Come back. You forgot the drinks order.
Yes, now you're talking. I'll have a pint of wallop, mate.
A pint of wallop? Harry, please, this isn't that sort of a place.
Oh, all right. Red or white wine, I don't mind.
It isn't that sort of place either. Burger bars don't have liquor licenses.
Yeah, do you mean I'm not going to get any plonk tonight?
Well, not in here, you're not, no. Anyway, you don't really need it, Harry, do you?
Yes, of course. I mean, what good is a meal without a drink?
Oh, but you're going to get a drink, Harry. I won't let you go thirsty when I'm paying.
Oh, yeah? Well, how are you going to organise it, then?
Well, it's easy. What kind of milkshake do you want?
Smirnoff times aren't planned, they just happen. All you need is a bottle of Smirnoff and a little imagination. Phone your friends, bring on the mixers, and have yourself a breathless experience.
Because Smirnoff vodka lets you be yourself, light and lively, and crystal clear. Smirnoff is your breakfast.
Darling, we've had a visit from Bonus Man.
Bonus Man?
Mm-hmm, from Old Mutual. This time, the bonus is bigger than ever. 200 million shared by over 500,000 families, including us.
Uh-huh. And how do you know all this?
From our bonus statement from Old Mutual. Take a look.
Isn't it great to have a partner who works for you like Old Mutual? All of a sudden, we Robinsons are worth a lot more.
It's only about half an hour, Thelma.
There's one thing. This place will never be recommended for its speedy service, will it, eh?
Oh, come on. It's all part of the fun.
What fun?
Well, the thrill of going out and eating exotic foods.
How exotic can a cheeseburger get, eh? And as for them green milkshakes...
There's nothing wrong with them, Harry. They're very nice, as green milkshakes go.
Yes. And as green milkshakes go, this one went. Now, how about another one?
No, Harry, you mightn't spoil your food.
Yeah, if they haven't done that already in the kitchen.
Now, hang on, Harry. Here it comes. Oh, look, I can't wait to get stuck into those gherkins. Yes, that's it. Now, put them down. Let's get stuck in. Ooh, look at that. Hey, just a minute.
What's wrong, Gerald?
There aren't any gherkins.
Oh, yes, there are. Look there, under the tomato.
Hmm? Where? Ooh, well, there's one. But that isn't enough.
Oh, come on, Gerald. Stop moaning and get stuck in.
Oh, no, Harry. They haven't provided what they said they would.
Would you like my gherkin, then, dear?
Oh, thank you, Phyllis, but that will hardly make up for it. Waiter, would you bring me the gherkins that are supposed to accompany this dish, please? Yes, that's it, gherkin, yes. You know, those little green things, see? Yes, that's right, you call the manager. Yes, he'll soon sort this lot out.
Now, come on, Gerald, is your gherkin that important?
Well, of course, Thelma, it's part of the integral flavour of the overall dish. It's like having shish kebab without the shish. Anyway, it's the principle of the thing. If they're going to show you a photograph of what the dish looks like, then it should look like it.
Well, so? The main part is the cheeseburger. That looks the same.
Yes, I'll grant you that. But look there. There are at least 8 slices of gherkin in that picture, maybe 9. It looks like another one could be hiding under that lettuce there, you see? So if I order that, I expect at least 8 gherkins, not one mingy little one that was put there as an afterthought under the tomato.
All right, then. What seems to be the trouble here?
Oh, you're the manager, are you?
That's right. I'm Barney. What are you lot moaning about? I run a respectable establishment here, and I don't want no trouble.
And nor do we, Mr. Barney. No. But in your cheeseburger picture, there are at least 8 slices of gherkins, eh? But we only got 1 each. So I feel that you owe us, 28 gherkins you owe us. So could we have them, please?
Only with the greatest of pleasure. Now, if you want 28 gherkins, mate, you shall have 28.
There you are, you see. All it needs is a little bit of authority in the voice. And you'll always get what you want. Stand up for your rights, that's what I believe. What do you say, Harry, eh?
I say, can I have another one, mate?
It was good, that was, wasn't it? I enjoyed that. I really did, especially the gherkins.
Yes, so we noticed. It's a good thing none of the rest of us like them, isn't it?
Well, you could have had some. I mean, all you had to do was ask, you know.
Yeah, there wasn't much chance for us to ask, mate. As soon as they got here, they were all on your plate.
Bill? Do we know anyone called Bill, Phyllis?
No, Gerald. He's trying to give you the account.
Oh, well, let's have a look then, eh? £10 and a penny. £10? For 4 cheeseburgers?
5. Harry had an extra one.
Well, even so, £10 for 5 cheeseburgers is iniquitous. What's it saying here? 5 burgers at 80 pence. £4. Right. 4 milkshakes at 25 pence, £1. That's £5. 4 coffees at 20 pence, £5, 80 pence altogether. 28 gherkins at 10 pence each, plus VAT, plus 20% for the plate, and a service charge on top of the whole. They can't charge me for gherkins.
They just have, mate.
Well, they can't. It's illegal charging me for something that should have been provided in the first place. Oi, waiter! Waiter! Oh, why you doing? What's fine? What are you, manager? I'll show them that they can't mess around with Gerald Loader. They aren't dealing with any old riff-raff here.
All right. Now, what's the trouble?
This here, on the bill. What do you think that is?
Well, let's have a look. It says 28 gherkins at 10.
I can read it. The point is, it shouldn't be there.
Well, of course it should. You asked for them as extras, so we're entitled to charge for them, mate.
But they aren't extras. They should have been on the plate in the first place. Just look at that picture there, look.
Oh, no, they don't. That picture was taken of our cheeseburger, not your cheeseburger. Ah. That's just to give you a general idea of what the dishes are all about. Mate.
But it's a false representation. You have to provide what you advertise, otherwise you're advertising under false pretenses.
Ah, just a minute, mate. I don't like your references.
Oh, no. It's inferences, Barney.
Hey?
You don't like his inferences.
No, they don't look too good either, do they? Come to think of it, there isn't much that I like about him. Typical bit of riff-raff, and I'm always having trouble with it here.
Now, just a minute. Who are you calling riff-raff?
You, mate. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to see that you get what you deserve.
Oh? And just how do you intend to do that, then?
Easy. Thump him, Harry.
Hey? No, thanks, Jerry. Not on a full stomach,
now,
mate.
Well, should I thump him, then?
Thelma, please. Hmm? You're out with us as our guests. Please try and behave yourself as such.
Well, I might try to help.
Well, thank you, but Gerald is quite capable of sorting this out on his own.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem like it, does it? What are you going to do now, Gerald?
Yeah, that's the point. What are you going to do now?
Well, to start with, I'm going to refuse to pay that portion of the account.
Oh, is that so?
It is indeed, and I happen to know that there isn't a thing that you can do about it either. Legally or otherwise, not a thing you can do.
Silence in court! Silence in court! Gerald Loder, you are charged in that on the 14th of December last. You did wittingly and unlawfully, with malice and aforethought, attempt to leave Barney's Burger Bar Restaurant without paying the bill presented to you, and are therefore charged with bilking. How plead you to this charge, guilty or not guilty?
I should like to plead not guilty, my lord, and move immediately that this trumped-up charge be dismissed forthwith, and that because of my honesty, integrity, and my own recognizances, I be found innocent. I will, of course, accept an apology from the complainant and a small cash payment, say £5,000 for damages. I thank you.
Yes. And I thank you to keep quiet until your uncle speaks. The charge will remain, as there is far too much of this sort of thing going on. And I shall warn you now that I intend to be quite ruthless if you are found guilty. I shall make a true example of you that I hope will deter all future bilkers.
Oh, dear. That's all I need, a hanging judge.
Now, where is the complainant? Mr. Barney Barnaby.
Here I am, Your Honor. Barney Barnaby of Barney's Burger Bar. Oh, and by the way, any time you feels a bit peckish and would like a bite, you know where you can get one free, don't you? Oh.
Objection, my lord. The complainant is trying to influence you.
Are you trying to influence me, Mr. Barnaby?
Not at all, Your Judgeship. Not at all. I'm merely trying to offer you a free hamburger, that's
exactly.
All.
There you are. No influence at all. I'm fining you £10, Mr. Loder, for contempt of court.
Eh? What? But this is a disgrace, a miscarriage of justice.
£20? Or 20 days, if you prefer. Now, Mr. Barnaby, would you tell the court your side of the story?
Certainly, Your Judgeship. But before I begin, I'd just like to add that the offer I made to you just now holds true for any member of your family or any friends that you care to bring along.
Oh, well said, Mr. Barnaby. I must say that I find your evidence more than satisfactory, and hereby find you, Mr. Loder, guilty of the charge against you, and fine you a further £50 or 50 days in jail.
What? Yeah, but that's ridiculous. I haven't even had a chance to put my side of the story, yet I demand a fair trial.
You've just had one.
Oh, no, I haven't. A mockery this has been, and a complete travesty of justice.
I agree. Yes, you're right. This was a travesty of justice. I've been far too lenient with you. £100 or 100 days.
But this is ridiculous. I must protest most vehemently.
We're open for lunches and suppers, Your Honorship.
Good. Fine, £200, Mr. Loder, or 200 days.
But I haven't got £200.
In that case, I suggest that you apply for unpaid leave from your job. 220 days.
But
is there anything else you wish to say?
No, thank you, Your Honor.
What a pity. Mm. Well, going once for 220 days. Going for the second time.
Oh, before you finish, Your Honor, I'd just like to mention that the offer also holds true if you're ever in Brighton, too.
Brighton?
Yeah, I got reciprocity there with a cousin of mine who owns a fish and chip shop.
Oh, well, in that case, going for the last time to Mr. Loder, 220 days, gone with a further 6 months suspended.
It's no good, Phyllis. I can't take any more.
Oh, it'll be all right, Gerald. I'm sure you'll get used to it.
Oh, yeah, and cheer up, Gerald. You've only got another 218 days to go.
And how are you going to be able to make ends meet while I'm in jail, Phyllis?
Oh, easily, dear. That's all been sorted out already.
Yeah, that's right. Phyllis is staying with us while you're away.
And I've let your house. There's a couple moving in it tomorrow for at least 6 months. Mm.
Someone else staying in our house for 6 months?
Oh, yes, Gerald. We'll be able to save all the money.
And Glovers will probably still pay you for all the time you're away.
How do you work that one out?
Well, you're so insignificant when you're there, they probably won't even miss you.
Eh?
Yeah, so why don't you organise to stay here a bit longer, Gerald? It seems to me to be the only way you can make money.
Not likely, Thelma. I'll be out of here as soon as I can. And believe me, I won't be going back to Barney's Burger Bar when I do.
Oh, it's got a new name now, Gerald.
A new name?
Yes. Apparently Barney gave away half of the shares in the company.
Yes. It's now called His Honor's Hamburger House.
Yeah, and while we're on the subject, Jerry, mate, it just struck Thelma and me the other day that we hadn't given you an anniversary present.
No, so we brought it with us.
That's right.
But can you do that? I mean, surely you aren't allowed to get presents in prison.
Oh, well, this you are. We checked with the authorities. Anything edible is allowed through. So here you are, Gerald. Happy anniversary. Enough to last you through every meal you have here. A 10-pound jar of gherkins.
I proposed to my girl while I was driving my car. She said, I haven't heard a word you've said so far. Your old engine's so loud, I can't hear a sound. Get a rotary engine that goes round and round. My old engine goes. But the Mazda goes.
Mazda Rotary. Just three basic moving parts. So reliable, it has an engine guarantee of 2 years or 40,000 kilometers. Go, Mazda Rotary. Get ahead.
If you've ever heard the sound of the wild pony out there in the canyons afore sunup and the crack of the fire with coffee a-boiling, then you'll know the feeling. A feeling of wide open spaces, of horse, leather, and riding roundup. Maybe it's your kind of country. If so, Paul Revere Toasted is your kind of cigarette. Paul Revere Toasted. Rich in flavor, big on taste.
That was A Jerky Gherkin, featuring David Horner and Julian Lomberg as the Loders and Jim Williams and Valerie Miller Brown as the Duffs, helped out tonight by Frank Graham and Tom Meehan. The script was written and directed by Brian Squires and produced by Tom Meehan. Join Springbok Radio once again next Monday at 9:30 for another look over the garden fence at our friends and neighbors.
Kids, how will you know when you're really grown up? Sandra?
I think I'd know when I'm grown up when I put on makeup.
Peter, how will you know?
When I've got a motor car.
Mm-hmm.
And a business.
And how will you know when you're really grown up, Celia?
I can open an account at the Standard.
Why the Standard Bank?
Because I just have to sign my name and I can go in and pay my bills.
Who told you that?
My mother.